Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, wherever you are around this great world, you might be catching us on a podcast or live in that internet thing. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Hey, we've got one of the greatest butchers of all times on the live line, and I think he's looking for a little extra meat because he's up coyote hunting. Mr. Tim Sobel.
Coyote backstrap. For breakfast.
Yeah, I hope you're not too hungry.
coyotes bite
they're
back.
They're a little gnarly, a little tough. You got to get a tender one, get that young one.
Yeah. So what brings you to coyote camp? I've known you a greater portion of 20 years, and I've never heard of you being a coyote hunter. So is this something new for you?
Yeah, this is our fifth year this year, so... One of them, I maybe haven't talked a lot about it because it's coyotes 4 and us 0. So we haven't gotten one yet, but you know us guys, we're looking for any reason to get out in the woods, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Tim, do you have any special optics for night?
Yes.
Good, because that's critical.
I just picked up a thermal monocular. And then a day-night scope as well. So We're really going to give them hell this year.
A thermal monocular. That sounds medical.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're out in the outhouse, you don't need somebody spying on you either. So
I'm sure that thermal part of that thing works well when you're in the outhouse. It detects a steamer, does it?
Jeez. Hey, you know, when you say you're coyote hunting, it's kind of funny because... Your cousin Connie is, of course, married to my friend William Stradoff from Hillhoff Dairy. And her and I are, and all three of us are coyotes. We're Reed City coyotes, so don't be hunting any of those coyotes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. No. No, we don't do those. If we need other game, you know, let's say we're getting ready for a pig roast, well, then we'll go get an Ohio State cheerleader. But that's another story. That's another segment.
Wow.
You can't say that.
All right. So, Tim, I'm curious. If this is your fourth or fifth year doing this, you guys at least understand how it works. I don't. Tell me about this. I mean, are you baiting these things, or how's this all work?
Yeah, so we'll be putting out a bait pile, and then we're going to do a method. It's a road hunt method we call stop, drop, and roll. So we'll go out and road hunt. That way we can all ride in the same vehicle. We'll split up, and we'll drop a couple guys off. You drive away kind of slow, and then you start doing that wounded rabbit call. So if there's coyote in the area, it only takes about 15 minutes. And just get on that wounded rabbit call, they'll hunt close to roads a lot of times. So a vehicle goes through, now it hit a rabbit, that's easy pickings for a meal, right? Well, then in 15 minutes, if something doesn't come in, we come back, pick the guys up, and go and try another area.
Of course, you got to play the wind, too.
Pardon me?
You got to play the wind with those things. They have an incredible sense of smell.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll go out in the evening. We have a place, actually, we coined it Coyote Hill. It's on a real kind of a high rise. And we'll go over there at the evening, and then we have other calls that we'll put out to try to bring them in. So we got a total of 6 of us clowns up here this year. And another guy has a thermal scope on that gun. Another guy has night vision. So we're in high hopes that we're going to get something this year.
Sounds like Delta Force.
Yeah.
So which one of you is the slowest? Is that the bait
me, of
guy?
Of course.
So your rabbits, do any of them have mechanicals that give optics, or are they just calls?
So we have 2 mechanical calls and then 2 of the mechanical rabbits.
Are those mechanicals rabbits, are they remote controlled?
No.
Okay.
So these, it's just a little sit and spin. Well, that's another story, too, but we'll get there.
This is hunting camp. But, be careful.
Put the old sit and spin out there, and then, again, if we're doing that that call kind of a thing, that thing is just going to twirl around. So between a wounded rabbit call and seeing that, if they're in the area, they can't resist that.
Nice. Now, and they travel in packs, so do the hunters, by the sound of things. And
yeah.
You guys will... Have you had any success in these last 5 years?
No, that's what I say. The coyotes are four and we're zero. So we haven't even seen one to get a shot. We've heard them, but we haven't been able to call them in at night. So, just us clowns, we're out here. And you'd never do anything like you're around a campfire smoking a dog turd, drinking or sipping on something whiskey-like, because, that's going to bring them in for sure. So we get to a point, if we feel like we're going to get invaded, we just light up a dog turd and get after that.
Yeah, and they keep their distance, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tim, changing subjects, good luck on this coyote hunt, by the way. I'm jealous. I'm thinking it's more about hanging with your buddies than it is trying to get a coyote, but at least you're under the guise of, honey, we're up coyote hunting. And I'll bring you back a pelt for a coat or a new stole, a coyote stole. But my question is that these meat prices, we're talking with Tim Sobey, proprietor of Sobey Meats, if you didn't know who we're speaking with here. But, Tim, these meat prices are all over the map. What are you finding that are the deals in the meat case currently?
So first, I'll say species that has really dropped is chicken. So chicken has gotten back down. And so specifically, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Wings have dropped. Last year for Super Bowl, we were paying, our cost was over $4 a pound.
Wow.
For a stinking chicken wing.
Now it's $4 an egg. So
yeah.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. So wings have really dropped. I'm not going to say there's a shortage. I was actually going to feature them on sale, but we got at least committed that we're going to get at least 10 cases, and we'll get more if we can, but there's not quite enough where I knew I could get 20 or 30 cases to feature them on sale and not run out.
Will those be the wings will those be the wings you typically buy?
Yes.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then beef prices, they're pretty high yet. There's a couple issues still looming with that. One, we had going back into December, well, November, then December, with the blizzards we had. And then short kill weeks coming out of Thanksgiving, then Christmas and New Year's. So that put a real hurt on not just the availability of beef, but what really took a hurt was the quality of beef suffered also. That created kind of a perfect storm that there's supply and demand that really drove quality beef prices up.
Yeah. And if anybody's ever been to Sobey Meats, that's all you're going to find at Sobey's is quality beef. And one of the reasons why we all shop there is the quality. But, Tim, we've got about 30 seconds left. We just wanted to let everybody know where Sobey Meat is.
3450 Remembrance Road. And the last, I'm going to say real quick, best value still boneless pork loin or pork loin.
Yeah, right.
Eat the pig.
Yeah, eat the pig, huh? And it's good. We might know a thing or two about cooking it, too, so maybe we'll cover that here in the upcoming segment.
But, yeah.
Tim, good luck to you. Get out there, get your thermal turd finder, and I hope you see a coyote. So.
Yeah, Saturday morning, it's time for some peach crown and orange juice to get going here.
All right.
You guys have a good one. Thanks for letting me be aboard today.
All right.
See you, Timmy.